It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clara City.
All right, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the RA facility in Marshall, SMSU, for Section 3A North Volleyball Championship. The Minnesota Vikings taking on the McRae Wolverines for the North Championship. And then later, around 7 o'clock tonight here in Marshall, it'll be the South Championship. Russell Tyler Ruth in the number one seed, taking on Westbrook Walnut Grove Chargers, the two seed. So two championship matches here tonight in Marshall. We'll be just covering the first match here with Minneota and McRae. Minneota comes in with a record of 24 wins, 7 losses, and 26 wins and 6 losses for Minneota. They're currently ranked number 2 in Class A. The McRae Wolverines are currently ranked 9th. They're 24-7. On Tuesday, Minneota beat Canby 3-0, and McRae eliminated Central Minnesota Christian 3-0. So that's where we're at in the north half there before. And Minneota swept McRae 3-0 back on September 23rd in Minneota. But McRae playing a lot better, high-quality team. The Vikings are as well. Of course, the Vikings made the state tournament last year and were state runners-up. We'll get to your State Farm Insurance starting lineups when we come back, but that wraps up our Subway pregame show as they play the national anthem here. And when we come back, we'll get to your starting lineups right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Cass Plumbing and Heating, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Appleton Area Health, Independent Oil Company, Woodstock Telephone Company, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Kluber Law Office, Dawson Truck Parts, Tookett Plumbing and Heating, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Prairie Sun Bank, Strand Agency, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Hilltown Bar and Grill, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Ludvigson Tiling, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Olson Dray Service, Gruwell Electric, Heather Nursery, Sather Building Supplies, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, United Prairie Bank, Lean Lumber, First Security Bank in Canby, KB's Bar and Grill, Ryan Smith Seeds, Lack Parle Co-op Oil Company. Section Sports brought to you by Edward Jones and Company, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Ag Processing Incorporated, Myers Electric and Infrared, Madison Bottling Company, Culligan, CCM Health, Montevideo, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Lack Parle Corn and Soybean Growers, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Madison Dental Clinic, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Miller Services Incorporated, Canby Co-op Credit Union, The Dryer Doctors, Celtic Insurance Services, Prins Bank, Fine Insurance, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Cargill, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, UFP Minneota, our premier sponsor, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, WOW Auto Wash in Dawson, Tufty Auto and Sales, Jenny O Turkey Store, Pizza Electric Motor, Gisselson's Hardware, Doug Service and Marine. Section Sports brought to you by Erickson Chevrolet, Chris Wodzinski for House, State Bank of Taunton, NB Golf Cars, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, Farmers Union Oil Company, House of Spirits Appleton, Countryside Auto, Tron Tassel Seeds, Haas Seeds, B. Johnson Electric, Minneota Building Center, Appleton Dental Clinic, Dawson Dairy Queen, American Surplus, Shadowland Trucking, Canby Meat Center, Kenneth's Chiropractic Center. Section Sports brought to you by B&B Electrical Contractors, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Pixon Chiropractic, Rolfslager Concrete, Canby Farmers Grain, City Hall Barn, Larson Brothers Concrete, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, Citizens Alliance Bank, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Haugen Insurance Agency, Grace Haven Assisted Living, and Hometown Kitchen and Bath. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Welcome back to the RA facility in Marshall. Paul Ramel here for 292 Sports, Section 3A North Volleyball Championship. The Mineota Vikings and the McRae Wolverines. Here's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the McRae Wolverines with a record of 24 wins and 7 losses. Their center, she's a good one, Samantha Hultgren, 5'8" junior. Number 3, Emma Tyne, an outside hitter, 6' senior. Number 7, Brielle Jansen, a middle blocker. She's 6'1" and a senior. Number 9, Ruby Hultgren, a middle blocker, outside hitter, 5'9" sophomore. Number 11, Eva Swenson, a middle blocker, outside hitter, 5'9" junior. And number 15, Kobe Leah, 5'8" junior. The McRae Wolverines are coached by Tori Brower, assisted by Emily Carlson and Cindy Jarity. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the McRae Wolverines. For the Mineota Vikings, ranked number 2 in Class A, 26 wins on the season for the Vikings and just 6 losses. Their starters, Jalen Cookett, right side hitter, 5'10" junior. Number 5, Sarah Greenis, a middle blocker, 5'8" senior. Number 6, Eden Mahar, outside hitter, 5'7" sophomore. Number 10, Leah Cookett, middle blocker, 5'9" junior. Number 11, Libby Seussner, she's a setter, 5'7" junior. Number 12, Autumn Anderson. Autumn is a defensive specialist, 5'2" and a sophomore. The Vikings are coached by head coach Kaylee Bicey, assisted by Emily Sitterman, Samantha Pies, and Ireland Stassen. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups, brought to you by Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent with offices in Canby and Madison. Here we go, folks. The winner of this match will play for the Section 3A Championship Saturday night, right back here in Marshall at 7:30. A match you'll hear right here on Q92. As I mentioned, these two teams met earlier in the season, and McRae won 25-15, or Mineota, excuse me, Mineota won 25-15, 25-14, and 25-10. The libero player is Abby Robecki. Abby has 1,000 digs in her career. She's a senior. Should mention the setter, only a junior, Libby Seussner, recorded her 1,000th set assist in her career. So here we go, Mineota and McRae. McRae in their bright green uniforms. Vikings in their all blue and with yellow letters. Here we go. I am courtside, sitting right next to the Mineota coaches, Kaylee Bicey and Sarah and Ireland Stassen. And we got a nice crowd here this afternoon here at the RE facility in Marshall. And here we go. We played at 25, and the Section 3A North Volleyball Championship is underway. And Sarah Greenis hits the ball deep into the back row. McRae plays it back over. And a shot there by Cookett. That's Jalen. McRae with a hit, and they get the point. That was number 9, Ruby Hultgren. Ruby Hultgren with the first point of the night. Belongs to the McRae Wolverines. McRae, as I mentioned, beat Central Minnesota Christian in dominating fashion. There's the point for the Vikings, and that was a kill there by number 6, Eden Mahar. Wolverines beat Central Minnesota Christian 3 sets to none, 25-23, 25-20, and 25-23. Very, very close matches there. It's 1-1. We're in set 1. The libero player is Maya Post, and the ball is blocked out of bounds by the Vikings, and so that's a point for the McRae Wolverines. Both teams play in the Camden Conference. And the serve by McRae goes deep in the back row. to Eden Maher. Here's Cookett from the outside of the drive in the corner. McCray returns it with a hit there by Emma Tyne, and it goes just out of bounds on the backcourt, barely out of bounds, and we're tied 2-2. Early on here, 2-2. Here's Abby Robecki with the serve. She does a really nice run jump serve, and there goes into Tyne in the back row, and it's set up by Hallgren, and a drive from the outside by Jansen, and we got a net violation on McCray. I believe Brielle ran into the net. Brielle Jansen for McCray, one of the best athletes in Minnesota. She's going to be playing college basketball at Mankato State next year. And, oh, McCray fans on it. Leah Colby just went off the side of her fist, and the Vikings have a 4-2 lead. And Robecki set to serve and waiting for the whistle from the referee, and there's the whistle. The referee on the ladder and the referee on the floor, they have they're in contact with radios. They got an earpiece in, so they don't have to walk across the floor and talk to each other. 4-2, Mineota. Jalen took it. Tyne saves it in the back row, and McCray gets it over in the third hit. Wow. Sussner sets up a hit there by Greenis, and now it's blocked out of bounds by the Vikings fight McCray. We might have a close one here tonight, folks. 4-3, Mineota leading by 1 point over the McCray Wolverines. Glad you're with us on Q92. And there's an ace serve for the McCray Wolverines. That's the libero player, Maya Post. An ace serve, and she's tied it up 4-4. And that ball hits the net. Nice job by Greenis. And Cookett, Jalen hits it and gets the kill. Jalen Cookett picks up her first kill. She led the Vikings in kills against the Canby Lancers. What a match that was with Canby on Tuesday, especially the first set. We went 30-28 Mineota in the first set against the Lancers. Lancers, Canby finished the season with 20 wins. Outstanding year for Coach Janae Wright. And knocking it down at the net for the Mineota Vikings was Sarah Greenis. And Sarah just picked up her first kill. Congratulations to Sarah Greenis of the Mineota Vikings. She was Minnesota State High School League's most valuable teammate. Just announced today. Old State of Minnesota, most valuable teammate. All right, 6-4, Mineota leading by 2. Greenis puts it over, and Jansen hits it off the net. But that was a lift on McCray, so that's the point for Mineota. 7-4, Vikings. Serving for Mineota now is Madison Minahan. And her serve is out of bounds on the side court. It was on the side court. That was close. Could have gone either way. Almost hit the white line, but the line judge said no. 7-5, Mineota. Brielle Jansen serving, the 6'1" senior. Over to net it goes, and Greenis touches it over. Oh, nice dig there by McCray's Ruby Hultgren. Here's a big hit by Maher, and it goes way out of bounds. Eden got up on that one from the middle of the floor and just hammered it way out of bounds. 7-6, just a one-point lead for the Vikings here. Brielle Jansen serves again, goes into the back row to Matt Minahan. Up over the net, it goes on the third hit. McCray's side. Here's Swenson with a drive. Nice dug by Maher. Robecki throws it over on the second hit. Back to McCray's side. Emma Tyne throws it over. Mineota returns it right away. And now they lead 8-6. And that kill was by Sarah Greenis, her second. Gotta watch. Number 12 comes in to serve for the Mineota Vikings, a sophomore, Autumn Anderson. And Anderson does a nice job serving. She had an ace, very important ace serve. Woo, there's a big hit by Swenson at the net by McCray. She put that to the floor. Eva Swenson, a junior, she played well against Central Minnesota Christian on Tuesday. Well, the Wolverines, McCray down by a point, 8-7. There's a time from the outside blocked at the net there by Greenis. Now McCray throws it to the other side. Minahan, here's Greenis with a big hit in the middle. McCray plays it nice defensively. Anderson up to the center. That's Gillen setting now for Mineota. Here's Stein from the outside. Rebecca digs it up. We got a volley going on here, folks. Play at the net, and McCray gets the point. Net violation on the Vikings. And folks, were tied 8-8. That was the longest volley so far here in set one. Tied up 8-8. Paul Ramo here at the RA facility in Marshall. Section 3A North Championship. And we'll pick up the action here. Here's Stein again from the outside. Anderson with a nice dig in the back row. Passes up to the front of the net, and Mahar gets it over. Here's Swenson again for McCray. Another kill for Eva Swenson. The middle hit blocker for the Wolverines. Wolverines serving. This is Samantha Holgren, the setter. Again, Anderson, nice pass up front, and Mahar puts it down for a second kill. Eden Mahar. Rebecca comes out on the rotation, and Leah Cookett, a middle blocker. She's 5'9" and a junior, in for Mineota at the net. Greenis serves. McCray, third hit. Here's Pine on the other. Here's play at the net, and a drive by Mahar, and it's good. Boy, Eden is times things perfectly, and she can jump. Mineota back up on top, 10-9. Serve goes into Emma Tyne. Here's the set, Tyne again. There's Anderson with another dig on the middle of the floor, and Mahar puts it down again. Wow, well played there, Autumn Anderson. Nothing gets by Autumn. She's a good defensive player. 11-9, Mineota. Play at the net. We got a block, and there's Leah Cookett. Oh, she hit it off. She's trying to go down on it, and she hit it on the side court. Back to a one-point lead for the Mineota Vikings. Both teams, both coaches have their timeouts left. Anderson passes the ball up to a drive by Mahar, and it goes out of bounds. Sophie Gillen is the setter. She's a sophomore. Tight match here in set one, folks. Tied 11-11. Swenson serves it. Oh, Autumn wasn't ready for that one, and it went off her shoulder out of bounds. And McCray takes, I believe this is their first lead. It is their first lead, 12-11. Swenson serves. That time, Autumn Anderson passes up to Gillen. Here's Mahar from the outside, and it's out. 12-13-11. Bailey Vicey and right in front of me here shouting instructions. You can tell, you can just feel the playoff atmosphere here in the gym. Oh, and Minahan decides to play it. An ace serve for McCray, and it's 14-11. Biggest lead of the day for the McCray Wolverines. And Mineota's coach, Kaylee Vicey, wants to talk things over. A three-point lead for the Wolverines. We'll be back from Marshall right after this.
Myers Electric and Infrared, your trusted source for all electrical needs, is expanding our list of services. Fiber optic cable is the preferred method of transmitting large amounts of data over long distances. With the addition of our fiber optic equipment, we can now install and terminate all of your fiber optic cabling for your site or facility. To learn more or to schedule your free estimate, give Myers Electric and Infrared a call at 320-226-7447.
Fixing Chiropractic provides chiropractic care. Their mission is simple: provide their patients with the best care possible. They achieve this through exceptional service and attentiveness to each individual's need. They also offer acupuncture and Graston and cupping services. Fixing Chiropractic has offices in Marshall, Wabasso, Slayton, and Mineota. Visit one of their locations. You can call 507-532-2655 to make an appointment or check out their website at fixingchiro.com. That's FIXENCHIRO.com. Fixing Chiropractic. They care about you.
All right, coming out of commercial break, Leah Cook had just got a kill there for Mineota. Now it's a two-point lead for McRae. As we pick up the action, it's 14-12. McRae make that 15-12. Emma Tyne, the 6-foot senior outside hitter, just picked up her first kill for the McRae Wolverines. You're listening to Section 3A North Volleyball Championship here in Marshall. Mineota and McRae. And there's an ace serve for, I believe, Emma Tyne. Emma Tyne picks up her first ace serve. Back to a three-point lead. 16-12. Vikings struggling with the serve receive here. Now the serve there by McRae. Ian Maher over to Sussner. Back to Maher. Here's Brielle Jansen in the middle, and it's good. Brielle Jansen picks up her first kill of the night. Folks, Brielle Jansen against Central Minnesota Christian had 20 kills. 20 in a three-set match. Unbelievable. Here's Stein serves, and that goes out of bounds. Good decision by Robecki. It was a split-second decision for Abby Robecki in the back row to let that ball go instead of trying to play it, and it was out by inches. 17-13. The Vikings have their work cut out for them here in set one. And there's a kill. Boy, the McRae Wolverines are working on all cylinders here. That was Ruby Holtgren. And it's 18-13. McRae. They have a 5-point lead. We played at 25. McRae serves. And that goes out on the side court. Point Mineota, 18-14. Mineota ranked number 2 behind Mayer Lutheran in Class A. McRae ranked number 9. Here's Robecki. 4-point lead for the McRae Wolverines. We're in set 1. Abby serves the ball to the side court. Here's a set and a drive. Blocked at the net by Jalen Cookett and Greenis. Here's Sussner with the set and a kill there by number 5. There, Greenis. What a set by number 11, Libby Sussner. Beautiful set by Sussner. Just a junior. Libby picked up her 1,000th career set assist. I believe it was last week or the week before. Robecki serves again. McRae playing it up. Stein hits it over the net. Here's Greenis. A drive there by number 9, Rotejacek, who's in for Mineota. 18-15, McRae. Here's Jalen Cookett. Boom! Get out of the way when Jalen Cookett hits the ball. My goodness. 18-16, McRae leading by 2. Here come the Vikings. Robecki is serving. The libero player, she's wearing the white jersey. And setting it over, and Robecki saves it. Sussner with a back set to Cookett. What a set again by Libby Sussner. That was a back set to Jalen, number 1, Jalen Cookett, picking up her third kill. And it's 19-16. 19-16. McRae serves. Sussner. Maher throws it over deep in the back row. Here's Brielle Jansen on a swing. Backslide. Blocked at the net by Greenis. Here's Sussner setting up. Greenis puts it down. Greenis again. And Libby Sussner. Nice job by Sussner. She comes out on the rotation. And Madison Minahan will begin to serve. Beautiful sets by the setter for Mineota, Libby Sussner. And now Minahan with a service there, throws the ball into the net. That was the 20th point for McRae. 20-17 is your score. As I mentioned in the Canby Mineota match on Tuesday, how important is two competitive teams to take that first set? It's huge. Oh, a block at the net or kill by number 2 for McRae, Samantha Holtgren. And Kaylee Feisty wants to talk things over again. Timeout on the floor. McCray 21, Mineota 17, and set one. We'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
Larson Brothers Concrete has two dump trucks and a side dump semi to haul your gravel, crushed concrete, crushed granite, black dirt, and more. They spread on driveways and will haul to other contractors. Call Nick at 507-920-8454 or Shannon at 507-920-8453. Larson Brothers Concrete, serving our entire Q92 listening area. Citizens Alliance Bank is a proud supporter of all area teams. At Citizens Alliance Bank, our priority is to keep your money at home to help our communities grow and prosper. We offer a full range of products and services that are consistently evolving to meet the changing needs of our customers. Visit us online at citizensalliancebank.com or at one of our locations for more information. Citizens Alliance Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Paul Ramo back here in Marshall at SMSU. We have the Section 3A North Championship. Right now, McCray looking to win set one. They lead 22-17, and Mineota hits it out of bounds. It's 23-17, McCray. Earlier in the season, Mineota swept McCray 3-0, and they really weren't close sets. So McCray up 23-17 right now on Mineota, and Mineota gets the point. That was number 9, Natalie Ratajczak. Autumn Anderson comes in to serve. 23-18. Can the Mineota Vikings come back here? We're in set one. The crowd's getting loud. Here's Anderson serve. Deep in the back row, McCray decides to play it up to their center, and Tyne hits it, and it hits the line. It's in. Point by Emma Tyne. And it's 24-18. Set point for the McCray Wolverines. Samantha Holkren serving. Goes into the back row. Up to Gillen. Here's Maher with the, oh, what a dig by Brielle Jansen. Here's Tyne to win it. No. Dug up by, and now pushing it over is Gillen, the setter. Sophie Gillen didn't set it. She pushed it over. And it's 24-19. McCray still with set point here. They get the next point. They'll win this set one. Mineota serves. Here's the set. Swenson. We got a whistle. Point Mineota. 24-20. Vikings aren't done yet. Here's Sarah Green is serving. McCray ready defensively. Set point for the Wolverines. Goes into Emma Tyne. Here's Jansen. Hits it over the net. Anderson. Gillen with the set. Here's Maher from the outside. Blocked at the net by McCray. Emma Tyne throws it up. Gillen. Maher with a drive from the outside. And it's good! It's good! Eden Maher! And McCray's calling a timeout. We will keep it right here with the timeout by McCray. It was 20-16. And so the Vikings slowly but surely getting back here. And head coach Tori Brower of the McCray Wolverines trying to stop the bleeding. All they need, all McCray needs is one more point. And they win the set. All right, timeout's over. Both teams coming back on the floor. It remains set point for the McCray Wolverines. Mineota will serve. Sarah Greenis, the senior, gets the whistle from the referee. 24-21 McCray. Here's the serve by Sarah. And it plays it up in the back row. It's post. The set and a block out of bounds by Mineota. And McCray Wolverines take the first set, 25-21. And the Wolverine fans are on their feet. They're celebrating. Hard-fought win there for McCray. So, the Wolverines lead 1-0 on the Minnesota Vikings. We'll take a couple-minute break between sets here, and we'll be back with more Section 3A North Volleyball Championship from Marshall right after this.
Dr. Carlson and Dr. Gang are experienced, knowledgeable, and prepared to meet your expectations. Give Appleton Dental Care a call today at 320-289-2241 to schedule an appointment. They look forward to hearing from you.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Grace Haven Assisted Living, the comfort you deserve, the care you trust. We offer individualized care that caters to the ever-changing needs of our residents. We offer 10 private rooms, 24-hour awake staff, home-style meals and snacks, housekeeping and laundry, and medication management and delivery. Our monthly rate includes room and board, nutritional services, activities, maintenance, and utilities. Stop by anytime to visit or call Jennifer at 320-321-4067. God bless you and make it a great day.
Need some electrical work done on your farm, home, or business? Well, Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric is the man you're looking for. B. Johnson Electric does commercial, farm, and residential wiring. Brett is your complete source for all your electrical needs in the Q92 listening area. Contact Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric at 320-226-5070. That's 320-226-5070.
Fall into better finances with United Prairie Bank. Whether you're saving for the holidays, prepping for year-end goals, or just need a financial checkup, United Prairie's local banking experts are here to help. You'll find powerful online tools and personalized service. Stay ahead of your finances and bank with a community-focused partner that's with you every step of the way. Choose United Prairie Bank. We'll help you get there. Member FDIC.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Dawson Truck Parts, easy to find along Highway 212 in Dawson.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn a channel. When you plant elite channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local channel seeds dealer.
Welcome back to the RE Facility in Marshall. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. The McRae Wolverines took the first set from Minnesota 25-21. And so now Minnesota finds themselves down 1-0 as we start set two here. And Sussner is serving for Minnesota. And we'll pick up the action here. Jalen Cookett with a nice set from Sussner again. Jalen Cookett for Minnesota with 4 kills. Sussner continues to serve. Vikings out to a 3-0 lead here in set two. Take that 4-0. 4-0, Minnesota. Number 11, Sussner, serves again. And that goes into Holmgren. You know, Holmgren setting up Brielle Jansen with a point. Easy point there for McCray, and Brielle Jansen, her fourth. Kind of even kills in that first set. Tyne had three, Jansen had three, Ruby Holmgren had three, and Eva Swenson had three kills. So they've been distributing the ball. Now McCray's number nine, Ruby Holmgren, just served the ball out of bounds, and it's 5-1 Minnesota. As I mentioned, when these two teams met back in September in Minnesota, Minnesota beat McCray kind of handily, 25-10, 25-14, and 25-15. So McCray played very well and just kind of dominated this first set tonight. 25-21, the Vikings made a little rally there at the end, but couldn't get it done. So, Minnesota leading now in set 2, 5-2. Here's Maya Post from McCray serving. Susner with the set. A drive there by Natalie Rakejczak. And that was Leah Cookett, I believe, with the kill there for McCray. And Abby Robecki is serving. 6-2, 4-point lead. Robecki, the libero player. And there's her serve deep in the back row. They're number nine, Ruby Holmgren. Here's Swenson, blocked out of bounds by Jalen Cookett. Point McCray. Point McCray. 6-3, Minnesota, set 2. Glad you're with us on Q92. Exciting playoff volleyball action here. Susner sets up. Oh, an easy point for Sarah Greenis, her fifth kill. And another nice set by Susner. And she comes out, and Gillen will come in. Sophie Gillen will come in to serve, or to set now for the Minnesota Vikings. Here's a serve by Minnesota's Madison Minahan. And Swenson drops it down, and it's good. A kill by Swenson again. Boy, she's strong. She hits that ball with authority for McCray. McCray leads 1-0 on Minnesota. Minnesota is actually playing in their, listen to this, folks, their ninth straight North Championship. Minnesota has played in the Section 3A North Championship match. That is amazing. Oh, that was Sarah Greenis with her sixth kill. And here's Autumn Anderson in. Autumn does a nice job serving. And there's a serve in Emma Tyne. Holmgren going to set up the Rakejczak from the outside. And here comes the volleyball and a kill from the outside for Minnesota. That was Gillen, Sophie Gillen. And now McCray wants a timeout because Minnesota leads 9-4 here in set 2. We'll take another commercial break. You're listening to Minnesota Viking and McCray Wolverine volleyball right here on Q92.
Soybean farmers feed more than just humans. Rest assured, the meat you eat is fed quality soybean meal, which is high in protein and energy. 48% of soybean meal is fed to poultry, 26% to swine, and 12% to beef cattle. Animal feed is just one use that demonstrates the versatility of soybeans, and checkoff dollars help find even more ways to put soybeans to use. This message is brought to you by the Lockapaw County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoff.
Wave the flag with the unbeatable deals during our American Made Sale at the Mattress Barn in Marshall. Get $600 off Chatham, Franklin, or Reserve Imperial. Or save $200 off Tommy Copper and Rose Gold. $300 off Duralast. $400 on Chatham, Mayfair. Put a great base under that mattress with the Unity Slat Queen Beds, 60% off. As always, we offer free delivery on orders over $799 within 90 miles. See store for complete sale details. The American Made Sale on now at the Mattress Barn on East College Drive in Marshall.
All right, Emma Tyne just picked up her fourth kill as we come on a timeout break here. McCray's timeout. Minnesota leading 9-5. Might make that 10-5. Back to a 5-point lead before the timeout by head coach Tori Brower of the Wolverines. And Tori, McCray team is right in front of me here during the timeout. And Corey was, the head coach is pretty animated. Oh, nice dig by Brielle Jansen. And Holtgren throws it deep in the corner. But Mineota plays it up front, blocked at the net by the Wolverine. Here's a play at the net. Mahar and Brielle Jansen keeps it alive. Post. Here's a drive from the outside. We hit the antenna. Point Mineota. Good volley there. Good defense by both sides. Mineota back up, or leading now, 11-5. But they find themselves, the Vikings do, down one set to none as McCray took the front. Emma Dine. Holmgren throws it over to net. Gillen with the set and a powerful kill by Leah Cookie. Powerful kill by Cookie. Nice set by Gillen. That is 12-5. Greenis serves. Here's Stein from the outside. She's way out of bounds, but she gets it over to net. Play at the net. Leah Cookie. Brielle Jansen passes it up. And Wolverines get it over to net. Here's a set by Gillen, a drive by Eden Mahar. Holtgren, Samantha that was, passed it up. Blocked by Cooker. Leah, my. Leah Cooker, number 10. She's a junior, 5'9", middle blocker for the Mineota Vikings. She's hot here in the second set. 13-5, Mineota. And there's a point by Emma Kine. Her fifth kill for Emma, and she's going to serve. Outstanding athlete for McCray, Emma Dine. Here's her serve, and it goes into Autumn Anderson. Nice pass by Anderson up to the net. Leah Cookie throws it down. Post comes sliding in to keep the volleyball off the floor. Here's an outside hit by Mahar, dug up by Dine. Gillen, back set. Leah Cookie goes cross court. Holtgren, and a drive and a kill by McCray, Ruby Holtgren. The sophomore for the Wolverines gets her fourth kill, and it's 13-7. Mineota leading McCray. The South Championship match will be happening after this. We will not be broadcasting it. It's RTR taking on Westbrook Walnut Grove. And you already can see a lot of red in the stands here. They're coming in for Westbrook Walnut Grove. Oh, look at Eden Maher. That was a powerful kill. Soester comes back in along with Jalen Cookett. Soester will serve. And the Vikings have a 14-7 lead here in set two. Soester serving to Emma. Holtgren. And a drive into the net by Ruby Holtgren. Point Mineota. Soester's doing a great job serving. Here's a serve again. Back row to post. Up to Holtgren. Jansen with a big block by Mineota's Eden Mahar, Leah Cookett. My goodness, we'll give that to Cookett, I think. 16-7. Soester doing the job again from the service line. Goes in the post. Holtgren, Jansen at the net. Nice stick there by Robecki. Cookett hits it over the net. Post to set. Sets up number 15 for McCray. Here's Soester's set. The Mahar popped way up in the air. Hine over to the outside hit. Oh, nice dig by Soester. Cookett throws it over. We got another long volley. Here's Jansen in the back row. We got a whistle. And a push by Brielle Jansen. That's illegal, the referee says. And that's a point for Mineota. Brielle Jansen at the net. Ball was on her hand a little too long, the referee says. So it's a 10-point lead for Mineota. 17-7, and Jansen says, not this time. Brielle with a monster kill in the middle. 17-8, Mineota. Vikings. They're down one set to none. McCray took the first set, 25-21. Pick up the action here. Robecki, Soester, setting up. Maher with a big drive. Oh, and Leah took it. A little off balance in the middle there. Leah mistimed that one, and it went to her feet. So it's 17-9 Vikings. A little different set than the first set. Mineota playing a lot more aggressively, attacking the net, and there's Maher with a kill. Eden, 6-7 kills for Maher. Autumn Anderson comes out. In for Mineota is Natalie Ratajczak. Serving is Maher. In the time. Jansen throws it over on the third hit. Here's Jalen Cook from the outside. The left-hander puts it down. Fifth kill for Jalen. Jalen Cook was our Neon Needles player of the game on Tuesday against Canby. Eden Maher serves again in the time. Here's a drive over the net there by Colby. Play at the net. Cook it does it again. Jalen Cookett does it again. And now timeout by McRae's head coach, Corey Brower. Folks, it's 20-9, Mineota. Here in set two, but they're down one set to none to the Wolverines. We'll take another commercial break, and we'll be back with more playoff volleyball from SMSU and Marshall after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Wave the flag with the unbeatable deals during our American Made Sale at the Mattress Barn in Marshall. Get $600 off Chatham, Franklin, or Reserve Imperial. Or save $200 off Tommy Copper and Rose Gold. $300 off Duralast. $400 on Chatham, Mayfair. Put a great base under that mattress with the Unity Slat Queen Beds, 60% off. As always, we offer free delivery on orders over $799 within 90 miles. See store for complete sale details. The American Made Sale on now at the Mattress Barn on East College Drive in Marshall.
Gisselson Ace Hardware in Mineota is a fourth-generation hardware store. This store has seen a lot of items over the years, from international tractors and, of course, many hardware items. Men can shop for tools while women shop for gifts and decor and meet in the middle at the checkout counter. Now that is the way to shop. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, Saturday, 7:30 to 4. They are located right along Highway 68 in beautiful Mineota, Minnesota.
Welcome back to Marshall, everyone. Paul Ramo here for 292 Sports. The Mineota Vikings are down to McRae, one set to none. But in set two, Jalen Cookett is on fire. Another kill by the Viking, Jalen Cookett, her seventh of the match. And the Vikings have a 21-10 lead. McRae beat Mineota in set one, 25-21. Here's Abby Robecki, the libero player for Mineota, serves in the Emma time. Up to Hallgren, Jansen, Briel. Suster digs that one up. Here's Jalen again. And Hallgren, Samantha. Kine from the middle. Suster digs it up again. And we got a Viking underneath her. She rolled all the way into the other under net. I haven't seen that before. I think that was Robecki. She got a smile on her face. She fell down and took a tumble underneath the net on the McRae side. Point for McRae, 21-11. Here's Cook. What a set by Suster. McRae defends it well, and now Kine mistimed that one, and it went into the net. 22-11. 22-11, Mineota, set two. Gillen comes in to set now. Suster and Jalen Cook it out. Serving is Mineota's Madison Minahan. Minahan serve, goes deep in the back row to post, pass it up there to Hochran. Emma Kine from the outside. Minahan digs it, passes it up to the net. Back to McRae's side. Here's Kine, a little off balance. McRae recovers nicely, but then pushing it is Greenis, and it's kind of blocked out of bounds there by McRae. 23-11, Mineota. Number 7, Madison Minahan, a junior, serves. In the back row goes, McRae passes up to the front of the net. Outside hit by Emma Kine. put back by Mineola. Now Kine again. Wow, what a hit by Emma Kine. Wow. You can hear the thud. I hope you can hear that on the radio, a big thud when Emma Kine hits the volleyball. 23-12. Vikings closing in on 25 to try to tie this match up. They're down 1-0. Here's Kine from the outside again. Minahan, Robecki, a drive there by number 9, Rakeachek. McCray, Kine goes cross-court. Robecki with a nice dig in the back row. Here's Maher, tips it long, out of bounds. Point McCray. We're in set 2. Mineola leading 23-13. McCray serving. This is number 2, Samantha Halstrom. Her serve goes into the back row to Minahan. Here's Gillen with the set. Maher with the hit. Halstrom. Here's Swenson in. You haven't heard from Swenson lately. Eva Swenson, she had 4 kills in the first set. And now Mineola's head coach, Kaylee Bicey, wants a timeout. Mineola leads 23-14. We'll be right back.
Bellingham Farmers Elevator is a full-service cooperative with agronomy, grain, feed, and petroleum. Contact Bellingham Farmers Co-op at 320-568-2216 for more details about their feed mill in Bellingham. Ask about custom blends and delivery. Visit bellinghamfarmerscoop.com.
Ludvigson Tile is proud to be a part of the local ag economy. Every year, we install over 100 water management systems made from quality Prinsco pipe for farmers all across our region. By managing water on fields, we help them maximize yields, decrease soil erosion, and grow healthier, more resilient crops. Ludvigson Tile is accepting projects for the spring and fall tiling seasons. Visit LudvigsonTiling.com or give us a call today at 320-226-7022.
All right. Paul Ramo back here in Marshall. Hey, tomorrow morning I'll be right back here in Marshall. It's a 10 o'clock kickoff in the morning, Section 4A football championship game, Mineola versus Dawson Boys. 10 o'clock tomorrow morning right here on Q92. All right, it was Sarah Greenis, and it's set point for Mineola, 24-14. Mineola looking to tie the matchup. McCray won the first set, 25-21. Here we are at set point for Mineola, 24-14. Autumn Anderson serves. Here's Emma Kine from the outside, and it's good. Kine with the kill. 24-15, Mineola, set 2. Swenson serving, an 11th grader. Swenson serves in the back row to Minahan. Passes the ball up to Gillen. Here's Greenis trying to win it for Mineola. Nice block there by McCray. Here's Gillen with the set and a kill there by Greenis. And it's good, and the Mineola Vikings take set 2, 25-15. We're tied up 1 set apiece between the Vikings and the Wolverines. The Vikings played much better there. Much better there in set 2 than it did in set 1. We'll take a commercial break. We'll be back with more Viking, Mineola Viking volleyball right after this.
Purus in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Purus offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Purus team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Purus and apply online at purusfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
When Joseph and I decided we want to start a family, at CCM Health, they gave us the tools, they reassured us, and they gave us hope. The birthing suite was comfortable and it was spacious. I was able to labor in the bathtub. The postpartum suite felt like a home away from home. When I found I was pregnant, I was overjoyed to finally become the mom that I wanted to be. Our experience was so great that we've already recommended CCM Health to other couples. CCM Health helped us start our family and live our life.
Larry's in Ortonville and Madison isn't just your local heating experts. They are Lennox dealers. Your comfort is their passion, and they help you enjoy greater comfort and lower energy costs. Whether you need your heating system service to keep your home comfortable or need new Lennox equipment, Larry's team is there to help you make sure your air is perfect. Many local utility companies offer rebates for both new equipment and preventive maintenance. Larry's has been certified as a quality installer with many local utility companies, which means you could receive an additional rebate by choosing Larry's for your new HVAC equipment. Contact Larry's Refrigeration and Heating in Ortonville and Madison today. Air is life. Make it perfect.
If all you want is a sip of water at the kitchen sink, any filter will do. I want better water in the laundry, better water in the bathroom, better water at every tap, in every room for everyone in my home. Every time, everywhere I use water, every day. So I got a whole home filtration system from Culligan. Now I ask you, how long will it take for you to call the Culligan man?
Hey, Culligan man.
Your local Culligan man is Jason Hansen, 320-598-7511 in Madison. That's 320-598-7511 for Culligan.
Are you looking for a great way to improve the air quality in your home? Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Madison has an idea for you. Have their team install a new or replacement Rood furnace or air conditioning system, and you'll get a free UV light disinfection system. Ultraviolet light disinfection will destroy many of the harmful organisms found in every home. Get all the details today by calling 320-598-3761 or 507-829-6190. Talk with the gang at Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Madison. Ask about the free UV light disinfection offer with the purchase of a new or replacement Rood furnace or AC system. 320-598-3761 or 507-829-6190.
Welcome back to SMSU here in Marshall. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We're just underway here in set three. This is a championship match. It's the ninth year in a row Mineota has played for the Section 3A North Championship. Right now, we're tied up one set apiece. McCray took the first set, 25-21. Mineota came back and dominated set two, 25-15. Here we are in set three, and Mineota takes a 2-1 lead. Leaders so far, Sarah Greenis with 9 kills for Mineota. And pretty even on McCray's side. Emma Tyne with 8. She leads the Wolverines with kills. Jansen with 5. Swenson with 5. And right now we'll pick up the action as Brielle Jansen picks up her 6th kill. And we're tied 2-2. Folks, now this is an important set to take. Since you're tied 1-1, we're in set 3. You want to take set 3 to go up 2-1. Because then the pressure's on the other team to win 2 in a row. So this is an important set to take here. Seussner, set. Oh, a little bad set there by Lydia. Kind of behind, I believe it was Greenis. Libby Seussner. Point McCray, 3-2. McCray serves. Maher up to Seussner. Here's Cookett. That's been working all night. That time McCray blocks it. Comes back to Cookett. She puts it down. Jalen Cookett with 8 kills. Seussner comes out. Cookett comes out on the rotation again. 3-3. Tied up. Who's going to take set 3 here? Minahan. Serves. And Swenson's big hit, blocked at the net by Greenis. Robecki. Here's a ball over there by number 9. That's Rotajczyk. Here's Jansen. Good, Brielle. Jansen is so good at looking where the open spots are. She kind of levitates in the air to get time to see where she wants to put the ball. You can see her eyes where she's looking. Very talented athlete, Brielle Jansen. She's serving right now in the Robecki. Passes the ball up to Gillen. Here's a drive from the outside by Greenis, who's on fire for Mineota. Swenson, oh, nice dig in the back row by Maher. Back to McCray's side. Holmgren. time. Nice diving dig there by Rutajacek and putting it down for Mediota was Greenest, and she just picked up her 10th kill. Sarah is, it's working for her. Sarah Greenest. Here's Anderson serving. Served by Anderson, goes in the back row. And Craig pops it in the air. They're in trouble. And now Tyne can't get it over. It all starts with the pass in the back row. You got to be able to pass the volleyball up to their, your setter. Mineota with a 5-4 lead. And Autumn serving, the sophomore. A lot of students here today. A lot of Mineota students here. The whole student body's here. There's a big drive by Maher again. Tell you, Maher and Greenest, they're putting a kill between them. They got 19 kills. Autumn Anderson bounces the volleyball. She's looking to serve again. It's a two-point lead for the Mineota Vikings here in set three. Here's the serve into a post up to Emma and Anderson. And they get it over. What a heck of a play. Ottawa, some play of the game right there. Anderson. Oh, my goodness. She's going to get the point here. Emma Tyne, post. Hit over. Maher. Dillon sets up. Dillon sets up another drive there by Greenest. Folks, I wish you had saw that. Autumn Anderson. And who was the other one? Might have been Minahan or Sophie Gillen. My goodness. They were way out of bounds, and they both sacrificed their bodies to keep the ball off the floor. And they hit it over to Autumn, then got up, and then hit it behind the end line all the way over on the third hit. That was amazing. 7-4, Mineota. Here in set three, we're playing at the net. Greenest throws it over with her left hand. Here's Swenson. Boom, look out. You get a good set to Eva Swenson. And it's 7-5, Mineota. Oh, serve out of bounds by McCray. Point Mineota, 8-5. Well, here comes Leah Cook at the play at the net in the middle. She's a force to be reckoned with, Leah Cook. Sarah Greenest is serving. And she serves to the side court. Ooh, the Wolverines should have let that go. They decided to play. Blocked at the net. Guess by who? Holy cow. She just came off the bench. Third block there for Leah Cook. 9-5, Mineota. Tied up, one set apiece. McCray took the first set, 25-21, and there's an ace serve by Greenest. McCray took the first set, 25-21. Mineota took the second set, 25-15. And Tori Brower of McCray wants a timeout. She wants to talk things over. Her team is down by 5 points here in set three, 10-5. We'll take a break and be back with more volleyball from Marshall right after this.
Farming isn't just a job, it's a way of life. At Haugen Insurance Agency, we understand the unique challenges you face every day. With our many years of experience, we are able to assess your needs and match the right coverage with your operation, whether you're a small family farm or a large operation. Our dedicated team is here for you, providing support and expertise every step of the way. Protect your crops and your livelihood with confidence. Visit us on the web at HauganCropIns.com to learn more. Haugen Insurance Agency, a farmer's helping hand.
I'm Dr. Lindsay Hansen, and I'm excited to be part of the Johnson Memorial Health Services Family Medicine team. With over 8 years of experience, I'm here to provide care for patients of all ages, whether it's a wellness exam, chronic disease management, or prenatal care. I believe every patient deserves to feel heard, respected, and empowered in their healthcare journey. Together, we can achieve your health goals and make a positive difference in your life. I'm currently accepting new patients. Call 320-769-4393 to schedule your appointment today.
Welcome back to Marshall, everyone. Section 3A North Volleyball Championship all tied up, one set apiece. And we're in set three, and Mineota has a 10-6 lead here in set three. Very important set three to take. And Eden Maher with another kill, her 10th. And it's 11-6, Mineota. Whoever takes this set will go up 2-1. That's huge. Here's Seussner off the bench to serve. Seussner played a great defensive game against Cambia on Tuesday in that win. McCray, drive. Oh, Robecki. Seussner sets up Maher, and a nice dig by Post for McCray. Here's Emma Tine, good. Emma Tine does it again. 11-7. These two teams know how to pass the volleyball. That's the key in volleyball, passing the ball to the right people. Here's a serve by McCray. Here's Seussner setting up Maher, and it is out. The ref line judge said it was out. That was awful close. Coach Kaylee Bicey right in front of me up talking to her team. It's 11-8. McCray serves. Here's Seussner setting up Cookett. Good enough. That worked so good. My goodness. Jalen Cookett with 9. Greenis with 11. Maher with 10 kills. Those are the three. Here's Jansen. Robecki. Seussner with a back set. Cookett. Was it tipped? It was tipped. It was tipped. Mineota gets the point. I saw the tip. I should be a referee. 13-10. That was Cookett with her 10th kill. And Maher serves. Here's a drive there by McCray. Robecki passes up to Cookett. Jalen down low. Post passes it up to the front of the net. Seussner saves it. Robecki, Cookett down again. And Cookett with 11 kills now. 11 kills for Cookett, 11 kills for Sarah Greenis, 10 kills for Eden Maher. Got to give the centers credit there, beating the outside hitters. 14-8 Mineota. Here's Emma. Maher up to Cookett. Seussner with the set. Partially blocked at the net as McCray returned it. And McCray can't play it. Hit the referee on the ladder. Point Mineota, 15-8 Vikings. McCray has one timeout. Mineota has both of their timeouts. 15-8. Here's a serve by Eden Maher. Holmgren back sets Jansen with a try. Robecki, Cookett. And Brielle gets the point. A block there by Brielle Jansen. That's an easy block when you're 6'1". She is some athlete, let me tell you. You'll see her on the basketball floor playing for the last year for the Wolverines, wearing the uniform for the last year before she puts on a Minnesota State Mankato basketball uniform. 15-9. Mineota here in set three. We're tied up one set apiece. A little delay here for some reason. Not sure why. Now the referees say they're good. There's the whistle. McCray serving. Goes in the set there by Seussner. Cookett again. No, nice keeping it off the floor, McCray. Here's Emma. Tying in the back row to Maher. Seussner sets up. Leah, boom. Leah Cookett, I think Leah just picked up her 5th kill. Nice set by Seussner again. Got to have a good setter. The setter is like a quarterback in football. And Mineota has two good ones, Gillen and Seussner. 16-9, Mineota set three. Blocked at the net by Cookett off Brielle Jansen. Now a carry called on McCray. That's the 17th point for the Mineota Vikings. 17-9, Mineota set three. Here's Robecki. Abby. Run jump serve. Over the net it goes. McCray plays it up to the middle of the floor. Emma Tyne throws it out of bounds. It's out. 18-9, Mineota. We'll play a set four for sure because we're tied up one set apiece. 18-9, Rebecca serves into Emma Tyne. She passes up. Here's Jansen, dug up there by Sussner. Sussner will throw it over on the third hit, thanks to Jalen Cookett. Here's Jansen, pushes it down. Real Jansen. Brielle picked up her 10th kill. She had 20 against Central Minnesota Christian on Tuesday. It's an 8-point lead for the Mineota Vikings here in set three. Greenis, you've been kind of quiet here lately, Sarah. Now McCray hits it along. That was Swenson hit it. Oh, they're going to say it was tipped. Oh, my goodness, I didn't see that. They say Mineota tipped it. And now it's 18-11. McCray serves, post. Rivero for McCray. Here's Sussner setting up. Cook it. And it's good again. My goodness. Cook it. Sussner comes out. What a job Libby Sussner's doing. What a job Cook it's doing. They know each other well. They look like they played together a long time. 19-11. Vikings lead. Ace serve there for the Mineota Vikings, Madison Minahan. And McCray's calling the timeout. Their last. 20-11. Mineota set three. We'll take a break. Come back with more volleyball from Marshall right after this.
Fieldcrest Fertilizer in Madison believes rural Minnesota is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Fieldcrest Fertilizer's management and employees are ready to serve you, the farmer, with all your fertilizer needs. Give them a call today at 320-598-7567. That's Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Madison.
Schibel Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Schibel Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
All right, it's 20-11, Mineota, or 20-12, excuse me. Mineota leading here in set three. We're tied up one set apiece. You're listening to the North Championship match between Mineota and McCray. McCray took the first set. Mineota took the second set. Here we are in the third set. Mineota with a comfortable lead, 20-12. Make that 21-12. Not sure who got the point there for Mineota at the net. Here comes Autumn Anderson to play. She has a wow Ottawa play of the game so far. Anderson, I believe it was Gillen, number two. And just a little while ago, with amazing defense. And Anderson lets the goal point, Mineota, 22-12. That's where you have communication. The bench was saying, let it go, let it go. And Autumn did that. Out by a couple inches. It went out right in front of me here. I'm broadcasting on the gym floor. Here's Emma Thine goes cross court. Nice job by Robecki to keep it off the floor. There's a monster kill by Eden Mahart. I don't know who hits the ball harder. Eden Mahart, Jalen Cookett, or Sarah Green. She put a speed gun on him sometime. Yeah. Fast that volleyball goes. My goodness. 23-12 Vikings. Looking to go up two sets to one. Here's a hit by Mahar from the outside, and it's just out. Just out on the side. 23-13, 10-point lead. Here's number two, Samantha Holmgren, a junior, serving for McCray. goes up. Anderson passes the ball up to Gillen. Here's a drive from the outside by Maher. And the Vikings are out of position there. Point McRae, 23-14, Mineota. McRae serving, trying to get back into this one. Serve goes in to Robecki. Gillen back sets the drive by, the ball just balances on the top of the net. And then knocking it down was Ruby Holtgren, number 9. Her fifth kill for Ruby Holtgren. Hey, the Wolverines are fighting back here. 23-15 now. Samantha Holtgren serving. Here it is. Goes into the back row. Here's Gillen, sets up a drive, and Green has hit it long out of bounds. Point, McRae. And Coach Kaylee Weissy wants a timeout. And the McRae fans come to their feet. 23-16, Mineota set 3. We'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
When you're a farmer, water can be a blessing or a curse. Expected rain? Good. Water in your engines? Bad. What do I trust to fuel my equipment? Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel that keeps contaminants from clogging filters, ruining fuel injectors, and tanking fuel efficiency better than any formula that's come before. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Available at Lock Power Co-op, located in Madison and Dawson. Let us be your partner in agriculture.
Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs. Competitive prices, free estimates, materials on hand. They feature high-quality, low-cost buildings, agricultural buildings, commercial buildings, and residential buildings. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, 115 West 1st Street, Mineota. Give them a call at 507-872-6147. That's area code 507-872-6147. Mineota Building Materials, Mineota.
Paul Ramo back here at the RA facility in Marshall. Section 3A North Volleyball Championship. We're in set 3, all tied up, one set apiece. Mineota leading 23-18. McRae on a run here, folks. 23-18, Mineota leading here in set 3. We're tied up one set apiece. McRae serving. Samantha Holtgren serves in the Minahan. Here's a play at the net. Emma Dine gets the point, and it's all McRae right now. 23-19, and Coach Kaylee Vicey using her last timeout, and the McRae fans come to their feet. Let me do some quick math here. This is a 6-0 run for McRae here in set 3. McRae took the first set 25-21, and then Mineota kind of dominated the second set thanks to Susner serving and Jalen Cookett. Those two teamed up for a lot of points there in set 2, and the Vikings won 25-19. And here we are in set 3. Vikings were leading 20-11 at one point. Now it's 23-19, a 4-point lead for Mineota. They're 2 points away from taking set 3. McRae's being stubborn. They're fighting, McRae Wolverines. Here's Samantha Holtgren serves. The timeout's over. The set by Gillen, the back set, and Greenis gets it over. Post comes up and saves it. Here's a drive blocked at the net by Maher. Here's Emma Tine. Anderson passes up to Gillen. And a drive and a big hit there by Eden Maher. That started by Autumn Anderson. That's what I'm talking about. Autumn Anderson in the back row with a great pass to the center, Gillen. And then Gillen set all the way across the court to Maher for the kill. Set point for Mineota. 24-19. And McRae gets the point. It's 24-20. 24-20. Mineota here in set 3. Can they win set 3? McRae serving. Eva Swenson serves. Anderson passes it up. And there's the win. That was Leah Cookett. 25-20, Mineota wins set three. And Leah Cookett put the hammer down to end that one. So, folks, we're going to set four. And Mineota now leads 2-1 on the McCray Wolverines. We'll take a couple-minute break between sets here, and we'll be back with set four right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Mid-Minnesota Lumber, your lumber source in Appleton, is returning to winter hours. We'll be open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5, closed on Saturdays and Sundays. Now is the time to start your indoor remodel projects. Stop in to see how we can help you renew the interior of your home. Quality cabinets and Onyx shower systems to moldings and trims. We are here to help you love your home again. Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Minnesota, 320-289-2714, or see us on our website, midmnlumber.com.
When in Ghent, stop by KB's Bar and Grill for some fantastic food. Lunch specials daily. And you got to have the KB Burger, the best around. KB's Bar and Grill also has dinner specials and drink specials. The kitchen is open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9:30, and Friday and Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. So stop on down after the game. That's KB's Bar and Grill in Ghent.
Prins Bank of Prinsburg, established in 1916 to serve the needs of our local communities. We offer a variety of banking products and services. Prins Bank strives to make our customers' banking experiences easy and pleasant. Our friendly and experienced staff is highly committed to service and customer satisfaction. Our goal at Prins Bank is to combine friendly, hometown banking with a wide array of products and services to satisfy our customers' needs. Prins Bank, located in Prinsburg. Check us out on the web at www.prinsbank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hoover Law Office and Mediation Center, located at 677 Pine Street in Dawson, is a full-service law firm providing legal services in family law, real estate, criminal defense, bankruptcy, probate, and estate planning. If you are in need of legal counsel, call our office at 320-769-2150 to set up an appointment to meet with Attorney Doug Kluver, or you can check us out online at kluverlaw.com. You can rely on Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center to continue to be your local full-service law firm and provide professional and prompt legal services.
You guys just didn't want it bad enough. That should have been an easy win. What were you doing out there? You gotta hustle. You could have made that play if you'd been open.
On the car ride home after the game, when you think you're helping by telling me what I did wrong and what I need to work on, all I hear is that I'm not good enough, that I'm supposed to be perfect, that it's not okay to lose. On the car ride home, all I need to hear is how much you love me and enjoy watching me play. That my worth isn't determined by my performance. That even on my worst day, I am worthy. That you see me learning, growing, and doing my best. And that is enough.
This message presented by the MSHSL and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Welcome back to Marshall, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. The Mineota Vikings lead the McCray Wolverines 2-1. The winner of this match plays for the right to go to the state tournament on Saturday night against the South champion. They'll play next, RTR and West Petronic Hills. Mineota leads 2-1. McCray took the first set, 25-21. Mineota took the set 2 and 3, 25-15, 25-20. Here we are in set 4. McCray jumps out to a 2-0 lead. You can bet McCray. Oh, there's Mahar with another monster kill. Aiden Mahar with 13 kills. Tell you, Mahar, Greenus, and Jalen Cookett. Cookett has 12. Listen to this. Cookett has 12 kills. Greenus with 11. And Mahar with 13 already. Here we go. Brielle Jansen has 11. And she just got another one. Vikings couldn't return it. and McCray leads 3-1. So here's the situation. If Mineola wins this set, they'll win the match. If McCray wins the set, folks, we're going to go to an exciting fifth set. Jalen took it. Oh, she hit the net with her hand. Right in front of the referee on the ladder. Jalen got the ball over cleanly, but I'm not sure what the rule is there. Said that you touched the net with your left hand, a hand that she wasn't hitting with. 4-1, McCray. How about that? 4-1 to start set four. There's a point for Mineola, 4-2. So if McCray wins this set, we're going to a set five, and we only go to 15, and it goes fast. But Mineola wants to win this set and punch their way to the Section 3A championship match on Saturday night, either against Russell Tyler Ruthen or Westbrook Walnut Grove. There's Eva Swenson with her eight kills for Swenson. Brielle Jensen looks over to Coach Tori Brower, the McCray Wolverines, sitting right next to me now. I'm right next to their bench, broadcasting on the gym floor here. And a good crowd on hand, and there's a kill by Greenis, her 12th. Boy, it's going to be hard to pick a player of the game, let me tell you. 5-3, McCray leading by two. And here's Madison Minahan, a junior, wearing number 7, gets the ball over into Brielle Jansen. She passes the ball up, and there's Emma Tyne with a kill. That was a nice set by Samantha Hallgren. I've been talking about the setters from Mineola, but Hallgren, Samantha Hallgren, is a great setter as well. On the floor for McCray, you got Maya Post. She's a junior, libero player. Brielle Jansen in the back row. 6-3, three-point lead for McCray, and there's a rare error by Sarah Greenis. She mistimed it and hit the net, and McCray takes a four-point lead here in set four, 7-3. Will Mineola take this set, or are we going to go to set five? And Samantha Hallgren just served the ball out of bounds on the side, giving the point to Mineola. Here's Autumn Anderson. I like watching Autumn play. She's aggressive, very good server, and very good in the back row defensively. Oh, there's that was Rebecca saving it. And now, was it tip? Brielle Jensen missed the ball, and it went out of bounds. And they're going to give it to Mineola, 7-5. Anderson serves again. Goes in the post. Nice pass by Maya Post up to the net. McCray gets it over on the third hit. Now, McCray went underneath the net. Number 9, Ruby Holtren, went underneath the net there. And now Mineola can tie it up. They're down by a point, 7-6. McCray down, leading 7-6. Anderson serves. Here's Emma Tyne from the outside. Anderson digs it up in the back row, passes it up. Mahar blocked at the net by Swenson. Here's Mahar again. Jansen keeps it alive, and there's a collision in the back row by Maya Post and Brielle Jansen. And the Vikings have tied it up 7-7. They were down by 4 points just moments ago, and now we got a tie. We're going to start all over. Autumn Anderson serves again into Emma Tyne, passes up to Hallgren. Tyne with a drive in the middle of the floor, blocked by Greenis and Mahar. Here's play at the net, and point McCray. Emma Tyne. We're in set four, folks. We go to a set five. I'm not sure if my heart can take this. I listened to a set five match last night on Minnesota Scorefeed app. Chisholm and Floodwood, I think it was. Man, that radio announcer was awesome. He really got into it, and it went into a set five, and Floodwood won. They beat upset Chisholm. I listen to a lot of different radio broadcasters. Like to listen to them. Oh, we got a Mineota and Coach Dory Brower in front of me. Not happy with that call there. Mineota takes the lead, 9-8. Mineota serves into Emma. Here's Holgren. Setting up a drive there by Ruby Holgren into the net. Point Mineota, 10-8. Vikings. Post Jansen and Tyne in the back row from McCray. Tyne passes it up to Holgren. Back to Emma. Big drive. Mineota gets it up to the front of the net. Took it. Leah, that is. Here's a drive by Tyne into the back row to Greenis. Dillon keeps it alive. Anderson keeps it going. Play at the net. Blocked at the net. Point McCray. 10-9. We got a set going on here. McCray knows if they lose this set, their season is done. They want to force a set 5 back. Here's Emma. Serves into the back row to Minahan. Dillon up to Eden from the outside. McCray plays it defensively. Back to Mineota. Gillen sets up on her again, and it's good. Nice set by Sophie Gillen. Maher, 16 kills for Eden Maher. Kind of a different lineup here now for Mineota. Jalen Cook it out. No, Jalen's in there now with Sussner. So Cook it, Jalen, and Sussner back on the floor. Here's Rebecca and Jalen Cookett from the outside, blocked by Brielle Jansen. Here's Maher getting it over on the third hit. 11-9 Mineota. Brielle Jansen with a soft touch. She played that. She's pretty smart, Brielle Jansen. That was, like I said before, you can see her eyes where she wants to go with it. And that time, she, instead of hitting it as hard as she could, she just softly touched it over the net, knowing that Mineota was already out of position. Mineota with a one-point lead, 11-10. McCray serving. Here's Maher, dug up nicely by number 15, Colby. Now the referee stopped. Point Mineota, 12-10 Vikings. Hey, we've got high school football playoffs tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. From Massey Field, just across the street here in Marshall. Dawson Boyd Blackjacks taking on the Mineota Vikings. Oh, what a set by Holgren, and Brielle Jansen throws it down hard. Wow. 12-11. Wolverines get the point. That was Brielle Jansen's 13th kill. Now Post, Maya Post, with an ace serve for the junior from McCray. That's her second ace serve of the match. Maya's only 5'2". She plays like she's 6'2". Here's the serve by Maya. Boy, that one sinks. There's Jalen Cookett, blocked out of bounds by Swenson. Point Mineota, 13-12. Abby Robecki has the volleyball for Mineota. 1 point lead for the Vikings. We're in set 4. Mineota leading 2-1. North Championship on the line. Here's Swenson. Hits it into the net. Point Vikings. Back to a 2 point lead for Mineota. Mineota wins this set. They win the match. And McCray's season is done. McCray wins this set. And we're going to set 5. And that's one of the most exciting things in high school sports is a set 5 in volleyball, especially in the playoffs. There's a big hit. Oh, what a dig there by Ruby Holgren. Mineota Sussner. Soft touch by Greenis. Here's Post. Pops the ball high in the air. And then the Wolverines hit it out of bounds on the side. That might have been Emma. 15-12. Vikings lead here in set 4. Abby Robecki serving. Here's the serve by Abby. And Emma up to Hultgren. And a little miscommunication there, but Jansen gets it, hits it long out of bounds. 16-12. And Coach Tori Brower right in front of me here is calling a timeout. Her first. We're in set four. Vikings lead 16-12. Mineota leads two sets to one. You're listening to Section 3A North Volleyball right here on Q92. Be right back.
You're only a phone call away from telecommunications convenience. Call Woodstock Telephone Company in Ruthven at area code 507-658-3830. That's area code 507-658-3830. It's Minnesota owned and operated. Give them a call today. Remember, only a phone call away from telecommunications convenience. That's Woodstock Telephone Company, your independent telephone company serving Ruthven and the surrounding area. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac La Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County. Olson Sanitation offers complete garbage and recycling service, including residential, commercial, rural, and roll-off service. You can call their toll-free 1-800-420-1914. That's 1-800-420-1914. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac La Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Timeout's over by McCray, and Brielle Jansen just picked up her 14th kill of the match. Folks, here's the situation. Mineota leads two sets to one. We're in set four. Right now, the Vikings lead by three, 16-13. McCray's Brielle Jansen serves. Schuster with a back set to cook it. Good. That combination between number 11, Libby Schuster, and number 1, Jalen Cookett, has been working all night. 17-13. Minahan is serving. Madison. Here's the serve. Deep in the back row. McCray plays it up to the net to Swenson. Blocked at the net by Screenus. Here's Emma Thine with the kill on the outside. Emma used all 6 foot of her frame there. 17-14. We're getting close to 25, folks. Someone's going to be celebrating tonight to play in that championship match. Hulkern serves for McCray. Here's Dillon now in setting for Mineota. Maya Post pops the ball up to Emma Thine. Finan and the Vikings play it off. No good. 17-15. 2-point lead for Mineota. Can they take set four and win the match? Play in another championship match. This is the ninth year in a row Mineota's played in the North Subsection Championship game. In a row, 9 years. Timeout by Mineota's Kaylee Bicey. We'll take a break. Mineota leads 17-15. We'll be right back.
The Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill in Dawson is proud to be a local consumer of locally produced corn and soy meal. You can call Dan Struxness at 320-769-4851 for information on feed. And Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill is happy to support local high school sports here on Q92. And good luck to all area teams and athletes. Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill in Dawson.
Hendricks Farmers Lumber Company is the answer to your building needs. They have the exact building to meet your farm needs, from machinery to livestock buildings. Their competent staff will help you design a building to perfectly suit your farm operation. Ask them about vinyl siding or steel siding and never worry about painting again. They also carry cattle gates, hog panels, also sewer water tanks. And check with them for everything you need on the farm. It doesn't matter what time of the year it is. They're always here to help you with your farming operation. Hendricks Farmers Lumber Company for all your building needs. Call 507-275-3359.
Welcome back to the RA facility in Marshall. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We got a volleyball match, Section 3 North Championship right now. Mineota leads 2-1. They're trying to close it out here. They're up 19-15 in set four. Here's Autumn Anderson. Anderson serve in the back row to Post, and Maya can't pass it up to the net. 20-15. And the Wolverines calling a timeout. We'll take another quick break. 2015 Mineota. We'll be right back after a word from our fine sponsors.
You guys just didn't want it bad enough. That should have been an easy win. What were you doing out there? You got to hustle. You could have made that play if you'd been open.
On the car ride home after the game, when you think you're helping by telling me what I did wrong and what I need to work on, all I hear is that I'm not good enough, that I'm supposed to be perfect, that it's not okay to lose. On the car ride home, all I need to hear is how much you love me and enjoy watching me play, that my worth isn't determined by my performance, that even on my worst day, I am worthy. That you see me learning, growing, and doing my best. And that is enough.
This message presented by the MSHSL and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
All right, folks, Paul Ramos back here in Marshall. We're in set four. Timeout's over by McCray. Mineota leads 21-15. We're in set four. Mineota wins the set. They win the match. McCray trying to force a set five. And a nice punch there by Swenson to go right in the corner. Point McCray. That's Swenson's ninth kill of the night. 21-16. Swenson will serve. McCray sees it on the line here. They lose the set. Their season is done. Here's Greenis with a drive. Swenson over to Emma Tyne. Whoa, what a dig by Robecki. Imar with a hit from the outside. Net violation on McCray. Point Mineota. And it's 22-16 Vikings. 22-16 Vikings. Vikings serve. Greenis serves into Emma Tyne. Holmgren. Here's a drive from the outside. Oh, Anderson plays it up nice. Maher down low, out of bounds by Eden. Point Wolverines. McCray won the first set, 25-21. Mineota won set two, 25-15, and they won set three, 25-20. Right now, Mineota leading 22-17. Here's Holmgren. Briel Jansen throws it on the side. The set by Gillen, and Leah Cookett gets it over the net. Here's a drive. Man, a big hit by Maher. Good. Eden Maher. Oh, wait. No, that was out. Sorry, that was out. That was out. So McCray gets the point. It's 22-18. Boy, I thought that was in. McCray serves. Here's Leah Cookett with a drive. She's putting them at the net now. Emma Tyne throws it back into Robecki. Here's Gillen, sets all the way to Maher. She goes cross court. McCray, Holmgren, back over to Ruby Holmgren with a kill. Here come the Wolverines. The Wolverines are on fire right now, and they've cut it to 22-19. We might be going to a fifth set. Coach Kaylee Bicey calls a timeout, but we're going to keep it right here. We don't want to miss a thing here in set four. My goodness. McCray's playing tough. They don't want to lose. Here tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, Dawson Boyd versus Mineota in Section 4A football. Saturday morning, we've got a full day of sports. We'll have the coaches show at 9 o'clock. Then we're going to cover state cross country. That's right. From the University of Minnesota Golf Course between 10 and 1 on Saturday. Amy Heidemann's helping G92 out. We've got a lot of interviews already done and get to know all the state participants. Rockefeller Valley Dawson Boyd girls cross country team. And as the timeout's over, you heard the McCray fans. Emma Tyne with an ace serve. And folks, it's 22-20. 22-20. McCray trying to force a set five, and now Tyne serves it out of bounds. Nice decision by Autumn Anderson in the back row. It's 23-20, Mineota. Suster comes in to serve. Mineota wins this set. They win the match. Hultgren. Here's time from the middle of the floor. Anderson digs it up, passes up to Suster. Cook it scores! Another set by Suster. And it's match point for Mineota. 24-20. Match point for the Vikings. They win this point and they win the set. Here we go. Suster serves. Time. The set. Here's Brielle Jansen. Hits it in. Point. McCray. Oh, no. They're going to give it to the Vikings. They reverse the call. And the Mineota Vikings are going to win. The Vikings win it. 25-20. Jansen hit the ball. Looked like it was in, but... I don't know what happened there. That was kind of a crazy ending. But the Vikings win it 3-1 over the Wolverines, and Mineota will play for the section 3A volleyball championship Saturday night at 7:30. Wow. We'll take probably about a 4 or 5 minute break, and we'll come back. They have a little award ceremony here. Then we'll come back and have the Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson pride themselves in taking care of your every automotive need. No high pressure, no come-ons, no slick sale pitches. Erickson Chevrolet's focus is to present a vehicle that meets your lifestyle and budget. Unlike some dealerships, Erickson Chevrolet will get to know you and strive to take care of your vehicle the same as they would their own. Erickson Chevrolet is open Monday through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 to noon. Check out their website at ericksonchev.com. They're located along Highway 212 in Dawson. Kerry Harding and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why we are dedicated to the success of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Kerry Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Southwest Insurance Services today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Farmers, this is your ticket to a bumper harvest. From golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agra Gold and Golden Harvest seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-1601 or Steve at 320-444-0439 today. That's Haas Seeds, Seth and Steve Haas, Madison.
Time to head to MB Golf Cars in Hendricks, Minnesota. MB is your authorized club car distributor and one-stop shop for all your golf car needs. MB offers cars for the golf course, campground, and lake home or around the farm. MB has countless options for custom seats, wheels, and accessories specializing in rebuilt custom cars and new club car personal cars like the Onward. If you can imagine it, they can help you build it. They also offer rental cars for your special event and on-the-spot financing. Call 507-275-3564 or check them out on the web at nbgolfcars.com and like them on Facebook. Be sure to give them a call or make a visit to one of their three locations in Hendricks, Minnesota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Des Moines, Iowa.
For electrical, farm, residential, commercial, and trenching with free estimates, call Gruel Electric in Dawson at 320-769-4476. Otter Tail Power customers check with them about dual fuel heating that can save you money. Locally owned since 1984 and now offering snow removal in the Dawson area, that's Gruel Electric, serving our entire Q92 listen area. Give them a call today at 320-769-4476. Dave at Doug Service and Marine of Canby says, how do we stay small and sell big? It's simple.
years of experience. At Doug Service and Marine Incorporated, their mission is to offer you the latest in parts and products at the best prices and with outstanding service. They do ATV repairs, chainsaw service, lawnmowers. They are your small engine repair shop. Check out DougsMINC.com for all the information you'll need. That's Doug Service and Marine. They can be found along Highway 68 in Canby.
Cliff Beastman Incorporated, Gary, South Dakota, wishes to thank their truck drivers for the world-class job that they do, and also to their retired drivers who have helped build this company into what it is today. Cliff Beastman Incorporated recognizes the men and women delivering the goods and services that keeps our economy moving. It is one of the most important and demanding jobs. We appreciate you and thank you. This message comes to you from Cliff Beastman Incorporated, Gary, South Dakota.
Prairie Sun Bank is your community bank, helping you turn your dreams into reality, offering four locations to serve you better. Prairie Sun Bank will be your partner when you buy a car, a home, or make farm operating decisions. We are here for you with trusted advice and quality service that you can count on, making banking easier with the latest in technology while still providing that small-town personal service that you have come to expect. Bank with Prairie Sun Bank, located in Appleton, Milan, Marietta, and Browns Valley.
Got dirt? Got grime? Get clean on your time. At Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, you're in control. Their self-serve stations give you the power to spray, scrub, and shine your way. Wow Auto Wash has been updated with a new card reader. Get the UWash app to get royalty points. It's easy. Just pull up, pay, and wash. No waiting, no hassle. And with high-pressure wands, foamy soap, and powerful vacuums, your ride will be looking showroom new in minutes. Open 24/7 because your car deserves a shine anytime. Stop by Wow Auto Wash in Dawson today, where a cleaner car starts with you.
Caddix Chiropractic Center, located in Canby, is committed to your health. They offer family chiropractic health care, individualized care for all ages, children through senior, manual and light force technique. Give them a call for an appointment at 507-223-7366. Caddix Chiropractic, located 131st Street West, Suite 108 in Canby.
Hilltop Bar, Grill, and Event Center is proud to provide great food and entertainment for all ages with a sports bar, quiet dining, and they are ready to accommodate any event, large or small. You can give them a call for information or reservations at 320-769-4518 and like them on Facebook for updates on what's happening at Hilltop Bar, Grill, and Event Center in Dawson.
If you have farm experience and you're not considering college at this time, and you're over 18 years old, well, UFP Minnesota is seeking a full-time entry-level maintenance technician. You can give Crystal a call at UFP Minnesota at 507-872-6177. That's 507-872-6177 and ask for Crystal. Great pay and great benefits at UFP Minnesota.
Protect diesel engines with premium Senex lubricants. Choose Superlube TMS, a conventional heavy-duty diesel engine oil engineered to deliver protection for new, current, and older diesel engines. Superlube TMS protects against soot, prevents sludge deposits, and slows oil thickening. The power needed to weather long hours and heavy, dusty road conditions. The power of Senex lubricants keeps engines running like a well-oiled machine.
Visit Ag Plus in Minnesota, Canby, and Ghent. Pick up some of your favorite Dairy Queen treats at the Dawson Dairy Queen, like chicken strip basket, about the $7 meal deals, cones, sundaes, royal treats. Are you celebrating a birthday? Pick up a DQ birthday cake. Happiness however you want it. Dawson Dairy Queen is open 10:30 to 10 every day.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. The Vikings are going to play in the section championship Saturday night at 7:30. They defeat McCray 3-1. And we're going to get right to it with our Neon Needles Subway players of the game. I decided to give two tonight. Both centers, both centers here to Minnesota, Sophie Gillen and Libby Stusner. Sophie, congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow. You're only a sophomore, huh?
Yep.
All right. Talk about the match here. You played hard?
Yeah. I thought we played aggressively, and we just came to win.
Yeah, you did. Setting is like the quarterback in football.
Yep.
Do you like that position?
Yes, I love setting.
Have you been setting your whole career?
Or? Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes.
So, talk about the strategy then. With who do you like setting to? Shaylin, all of them?
Yeah, I like to set to all of them, especially our middles. They do a good job.
Yeah, Leah Cookett played well tonight too.
He played very well.
Yeah. That's kind of a strange end to the match there. What happened there at the end of the last point?
I'm not quite sure, actually, what happened.
Okay. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. We do a play of the game. And I think that was you with Autumn Anderson in the back row and set two. I think that was you with Autumn. Was that you? I wasn't quite sure who the second person was. You were way out of bounds. You kept the ball off the floor. You remember that play or not?
Over there?
Yeah.
I think that was Abby, Robecki, and Autumn.
Oh, I was. Okay.
Yep.
Well, I was giving you credit on the radio. How about that? Are you excited to play in the championship match?
Yes, very excited.
What can you tell us? You played RTR before. They're a good team?
Yeah, they're a good team.
And Westbrook Walnut Grove?
Yep. Yeah, they're also a good team. They're both good.
Yep. What's the goal?
To come out with a win.
And go to state, right?
Yep.
Got a lot of family here with you?
Yep.
Cheering you on?
Yep, I do.
Okay. I got a Player of the Game t-shirt for you.
Yeah.
All right. You're our Neonitos Player of the Game. You want to, what size you need?
Medium.
We're letting everybody know what size you wear. So.
Yeah.
Why don't you hold that up and I'll take a picture. Can you get Libby Suster to come over?
Yep.
You can keep the headset on. And so that's Sophie Gillen. She's just a sophomore. There we go. All right, great. 1, 2, 3. I'm taking a picture of Sophie. There you go. Good job.
Thank you.
If you get, you can get Libby to come over and steer. Okay. That's Sophie Gillen, our Neonito Subway Player Game, just a sophomore. She does a great job of setting. And hopefully we'll talk with head coach Kaylee Bicey as well here. She's with some newspaper people right now. But let's go through some stats. First of all, let's talk about McCray's season. They had 24 wins on the season and 8 losses. They're going to graduate 3 outstanding seniors, Emma Tyne and Rena Mendoza and Brielle Jansen. Those are some outstanding volleyball players, just 3 seniors. McCray will be back next year. But Emma Tyne and Brielle Jansen, boy, they play a lot of volleyball. They're outstanding athletes. They're going on to continue their athletic career at colleges, and they're going to be sorely missed by Coach Tori Brower and the Wolverines, with McCray with an outstanding season this year. Let's go over the match here. McCray came out firing. They couldn't make a mistake. They were very aggressive. Minnesota's having trouble with the serve-receive. McCray won the first set 25-21. Then Minnesota dominated set 2, 25-15. They dominated set 3, 25-20. And then McCray didn't go down without a fight. But they closed it out there. Coach Kaylee Bicey had to call some timeouts. And finally, Minnesota won set 4, 25-20. And they win the match, 3 sets to 1. So the Section 3A Volleyball Championship will happen Saturday night at 7:30. And Minnesota will take on either RTR or Westbrook Walnut Grove. They're on the floor right now warming up. We will not be broadcasting that match, but the winner of this match here will take on the Minnesota Vikings Saturday night at 7:30. They're the second game. They're actually the Section 3 AA championship. They're going to play at 5. So there'll be a full gym before the Minnesota fans come into the gym here. We're waiting for Libby Suster to come on. Here's Libby. Yep. Libby, put the headset on there. And Libby Suster joins us. Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right. Congratulations, Libby.
Thanks.
You played awesome.
Yeah, it was a team effort.
Yeah, it was. Talk about the setting position. Do you enjoy doing that?
Yeah, it's definitely one of the positions that can come with a lot of pressure because you're leading the offense, but I think me and Sophie really, like, rely on each other, calm each other down, and our hitters do a great job of making sure they tell us, like, constructive criticism, and everyone just calms us down.
Yep. I said this many times during the match. You and Jalen Cookett, the way you play together, you two, you know each other well, you know what they're going to do.
Yeah, me and Jalen are like best friends.
I mean, you are?
Like, we come on the court and she tells me what I need to do better, I tell her what she needs to do better, and we just calm each other down. And I have to thank her a lot because she is one of the people that calms me down the most when I get stressed or, just overwhelmed.
Yep. Against Camby, you played a great defensive game. Wow. That was impressive with the Camby win on Tuesday. Did you enjoy that win?
Yeah, that was really fun. Yeah. Camby's a great team. I mean, it's always fun beating them. They're really competitive.
Yep. And they handed you guys your first conference loss in a long time during the regular season, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think we showed up in Camby, and Camby's a really great team. It was homecoming. The atmosphere was a little bit different.
Yep.
We probably could have played better, but we responded well.
What happened in the first set when you fell 25-21?
I think we came in off that big win against Camby and we kind of became complacent, maybe didn't do like all the things we could do better, but I think we recovered well in the second set and didn't let the first set like change our mindset.
Yeah, what did Coach Vicey say between sets one and two, do you remember?
I think she just said like go back to the fundamentals, like we all know how to play volleyball, we just need to do it.
Okay. You like playing volleyball?
Yeah.
You're very good at it, let me tell you. Setting's like a quarterback in football, isn't
yeah.
it? But it's important to get the pass to you. Talk about your back line there.
Yeah, my passes are amazing.
They are
getting balls up. Autumn, Eden, Abby, and then my off blockers playing defense as well.
Yeah.
Like Natalie.
But that's where it starts, the back row, to get the ball to you and to Sophie, right?
Yep.
All right, so you got a big win. You're going to play for the championship on Saturday night. What can you tell us about RTR or Westbrook on the Grove? You played them?
RTR, they have really good middles. They use their middles a lot. I mean, they have a well-balanced offense. Their back row is pretty good, scrappy. I mean, same goes for Westbrook. They're both really good teams, so we have to show up.
All right. Hey, you're good on the radio. I should have you more on the radio. Good job. Keep your headset on. I got a player of the game T-shirt for you. You want a small or a medium?
Sure. Small's good.
Okay. I think this is a small. Here, you can keep the headset on. I'll take a picture. Thanks for joining me. You can stand up. I got to do this quick. So sorry.
No, you're good.
Congratulations. Let's put it down so we can see Minnesota. Okay. 1, 2, 3. There we go. All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Yep. That's Libby Suster, our Neonatal Subway player of the game. And we'll get with Coach Kelsey Vicey here. She's just about done with the newspaper people here. And, so I'm naming, don't do this too often, but I couldn't pick one or the other. Sophie Gillen and Libby Suster are both setters. Listen to the stats that these two set to Jalen Cookett. Jalen Cookett had 15 kills. Sarah Green, I got her for 14 kills. Eden Maher led the team with 17 kills. That is something else, and that is thanks to Sophie Gillen and Libby Suster, the setters for the Minnesota Vikings. Just amazing, amazing job tonight. Defensively, too. And our WOW Ottawash play of the game is, I guess it was Robecki. Libby said it was Robecki and Autumn Anderson. Way out of bounds. Autumn got to the ball first, fell down, kept the ball off the floor. This is like 10 feet out of bounds beyond the back line. And Autumn just sacrificed her body, hit the floor hard, kept the ball in the air a little bit. Rebecca popped the ball high into the air, and then Autumn jumped to her feet, and she hit the ball over the net from way beyond the line, back line. So that was huge. Rally there, and then Minnesota did get the point after a long volley after that. So that is our Wow Auto Wash play of the game. We thank Brett mostly for that. The Wow Auto Wash. Yep, Wow Auto Wash in Dawson for play of the game. And, yeah, that was amazing. All right, just a few things here. We have state cross country. You can sit here, Samantha. I'm just going to interview. I'm going to interview Kaylee here now. And we're waiting for Kaylee. And here, yep, she got done. So we're good. We'll get Kaylee here quick. She is a wanted lady. Newspaper people, all the radio people bugging you. Thanks for taking the time, Kaylee.
Of course.
Wow. Big win for you.
That was a
quality team.
That was a big win. Yeah, McCray's a really good team. They have a lot of girls that can do a lot of good things. They're seniors in Brielle and Emma. I mean, those girls are amazing athletes just all around. And they both played amazing games tonight, too, front row and back row. And we knew we were going to have to come in and shut them down a little bit to kind of find some of that success. And I feel like our girls did a pretty good job of doing some of that. They were obviously still finding the holes here and there, of course, as they're going to. But we did a good job fighting back and just finishing on top.
Okay, what happened in that first set when McCray won 25-21? I have a little note here with serve, receive, and what happened?
They showed up.
Yep.
They started out strong, and we didn't. We started slow. So, I mean, they were doing all the right things. They had all the energy. They had all the momentum, and we weren't finding it. We weren't finding the court. We weren't finding the energy. And by the end of the set, when we did kind of start finding some of that, it was a little too late.
Yeah.
So we knew that we needed to take that momentum into the second set and really run with it. And we needed to figure out what we needed to do to play our game and kind of settle in.
Yeah. Talk about your two setters. I named them player of the game. I had to. Even though, you know, Jalen had 15 kills, Mahara 17, Greenis, I had her for 14, I think. But your two setters, talk about them.
Our setters do amazing things, and it's just kind of seamless. When one comes out and one goes in, it doesn't change the effect and the flow of the game too dramatically. They both do a lot of really good things. They both move the ball around really well and really work from pin to pin. Tonight we really needed them to kind of know who was across the net when they were in and know where we needed to get that ball so we could put it away and not struggle defensively with a block there. So they both did great things in getting the ball in our hitter's hands and pushing it all the way out so we could swing all of our shots.
I told Libby, when you set the Jalen Cook, it's like a thing of art. I mean, it looks good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, those two, they have a connection.
They said they're best friends or something like that, she said, huh?
Yes, very close, and I think that definitely helps. I mean, you can tell on the court, they can just feel each other. They just have that connection. They kind of know where each other's at, and Jalen trusts Libby to kind of give her the ball, and Libby trusts that when she gives Jalen the ball that she's going to find that court and put it away.
Now, Jalen's a left-hander.
Yep.
How do you defend the left? You defend the left-hander a little different than you do a right-hander from the outside?
Yeah.
So what do you think about that?
You'll move in a little bit, and then obviously, you know, like she's going to, when we get the ball all the way out to the pin, she's going to put up a pretty good line shot. So the teams know that, and they're going to take a step up on her and try to get all the way out to the pin to stop that. But thank goodness for us. I mean, she's got other shots, and she's smart with the ball and can put it down.
Talk about your hitters today, Mahar, and, well, we talked about Jalen, but who are the others? Greenis? Sarah had a nice match.
Yes, she did. She showed up when we needed her to a lot of different times. It was a lot of times where we said, on a good ball, we got to get it in Sarah's hands. We got to feed her, and she finds the court. She's just smart. The way she reads the court, the way she sees the holes, the way she knows where the ball needs to go to get us a point and keep the momentum flowing is impressive. And Eden does a lot of really good things for us, swinging out of the front and the back row. It's always a nice tool to have her back there to swing when we kind of feel like we're stuck up front. And she places that ball well and is, again, just really court aware of the game and what's going on. Our hitters across the board all did a really good job of finding the court.
I talked to Autumn Anderson. Does things quietly, but she is very effective when she's on the court, isn't she?
Yes, she does. She is kind of more of like a quiet leader right now, but she is a true, fierce leader in the back row there. And she does lead, and the girls really trust her, and she communicates, and she sees things, and she's talking, and really takes control in the back row when she has to. Between her and Abby, I mean, we're pretty solid back there.
We do a play of the game. and I named Autumn with the play a game against Tammy, and she was way in the back row back here, threw her body down, kept the ball off the
yep.
floor. I think it was Robecki that popped it up in the air. Autumn jumped to her feet, and wasn't it her that hit
and
it over
it
the
back over.
That was our play again. That was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, she just doesn't stop. She's going to go and go and go, and every single time she's going to get back up and do it again. It's every ball, every time, and just in her mindset is nothing hits the floor. You can see that when you watch her play.
All right. Well, congratulations on I heard this is the ninth year in a row Mineola's played in the North Championship. That's amazing.
That's awesome. I think that speaks to our girls and the program and what we have in Mineola and just the culture that's been built and
yep.
the work that the girls put in. I mean, they're working hard, they're putting in the time, they're putting in the work, and I mean, they want it.
I like sitting next to you. I can hear what you're saying, and the coaches. Your coaches really help you during the match, don't they?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
You're really always communicating with them.
Yes, I rely on my assistant coaches heavily. I mean, everybody's looking for different things and seeing different things. They're helping out our setters, the holes. They're helping anytime they're thinking that maybe a little adjustment needs to be made here or there. We're having those conversations, and I mean, I wouldn't have success without them. So
okay, good.
They're a huge part of the puzzle.
All right, well, congratulations. You played for the section championship Saturday night. We'll be here for that. RTR and Westbrook Walnut Grove, what can you tell us about them?
You know, I don't know a lot about Westbrook Walnut Grove.
Okay.
We've seen RTR a few times.
Okay.
They're a good team. That would be a battle if we see them, and it always is when it's Mineola and RTR, and they have a lot of girls that can do a lot of good things. So
yep.
we're gonna have to put in the work, and we'll get back in the gym tomorrow and
okay.
be ready for Saturday.
All right, you gotta let them go to the football game tomorrow morning. All right.
Yeah, we'll let them go to the football game first. Yep.
All right.
The boys made it here tonight and cheered us on. So yeah, we'll do the same in the morning
nice.
And then
right.
get back to work.
Well, I don't hold you up. You got your boys waiting for you here.
Yeah, I don't know if they're still around or not.
They
maybe took off. It's to be kind of long. But,
all right. Haley, yeah. thanks for taking the time with us again.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you
and
so much.
We'll see you Saturday night.
That sounds good.
All right. That's head coach Kaylee Bicey of the Mineola Vikings. They defeat McCray tonight, 3-1. Tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, football right here on Q92. Dawson Boyd and Mineola kick off at 10 tomorrow morning. And Saturday, a full day of sports. We're covering state cross country beginning around 10 o'clock Saturday morning. Best of luck to the Washburn Valley Dawson Boyd girls team. Maya Pesic from Canby, Mineola. Adam Van Spinsbergen from Montevideo and Caden Vanderwall from Hortonville. We'll be covering all those kids at state cross country with live reports and everything. And that should be fun Saturday morning. And I'll be back here at Saturday night for section volleyball championship. Thanks to our fine sponsors. Thanks to UFP Mineola for being the premier sponsor during section sports. And all our sponsors here, appreciate them a lot. You listen to their commercials, you're in their place of business. Give them a big thank you for sponsoring sports here on Q92. And with that, we will turn it back to you at the studio. We'll see you tomorrow morning from Matthew Field, Blackjacks and the Vikings in football at 10 o'clock. Good night, everybody.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Cass Plumbing and Heating, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Appleton Area Health, Independent Oil Company, Woodstock Telephone Company, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Kluver Law Office, Dawson Truck Parts, Cookett Plumbing and Heating, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Prairie Sun Bank, Strand Agency, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Hilltown Bar and Grill, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Ludvigson Tiling, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Olson Dray Service, Gruwell Electric, Heather Nursery, Sather Building Supplies, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, United Prairie Bank, Lean Lumber, First Security Bank in Canby, KB's Bar and Grill, Ryan Smith Seeds, Lackparl Co-op Oil Company. Section Sports brought to you by Edward Jones & Company, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Ag Processing Incorporated, Myers Electric and Infrared, Madison Bottling Company, Culligan, CCM Health, Montevideo, Shibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Lackparl Corn and Soybean Growers, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Madison Dental Clinic, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Miller Services Incorporated, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Dryer Doctors, Celtic Insurance Services, Prins Bank, Klein Insurance, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Cargill, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, UFP Mineota, our premier sponsor, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, WOW Auto Wash in Dawson, Tufty Auto and Sales, Genio Turkey Store, Pizza Electric Motor, Gisselson's Hardware, Doug Service and Marine. Section Sports brought to you by Erickson Chevrolet, Chris Wodzinski for House, State Bank of Taunton, NB Golf Cars, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, Farmers Union Oil Company, House of Spirits Appleton, Countryside Auto, Tron Tassel Seeds, Haas Seeds, B. Johnson Electric, Mineota Building Center, Appleton Dental Clinic, Dawson Dairy Queen, American Surplus, Shadowland Trucking, Canby Meat Center, Kenneth's Chiropractic Center. Section Sports brought to you by B&B Electrical Contractors, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Fixin Chiropractic, Rolfslager Concrete, Canby Farmers Grain, City Hall Bar and Grill, Pierce and Dawson, Greater Community Credit Union, Warren Trigestad, Ag Plus Cooperative, Southwest Insurance Services, Larson Brothers Concrete, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, Citizens Alliance Bank, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Haugen Insurance Agency, Grace Haven Assisted Living, and Hometown Kitchen and Bath. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
The time is 7:38. Great music for Madison, Canby, and Ortonville on Q92, 92.1 FM.
Last